three verses for our scripture reading this morning. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, Galatians chapter 2, verse 20, and Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. 2 Corinthians 5, 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. Heavenly Father, may we see clearly today that as we have begun by faith alone, in Christ alone, so we continue by faith alone, in Christ alone. And that all honor, praise, majesty, glory, Lord, are yours. In Jesus' name, amen. As we continue our series on faith this morning, we come now to believers who are living by faith. And we will begin this morning at Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. Colossians 2, 6 is one of the most important verses in the whole Bible on how you live after you are saved. Okay? How you live after you are saved. Colossians 2:6. Therefore, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord. Now, we've been on this for weeks. So, how have you received Christ Jesus the Lord? Answer, by faith. Right? John chapter 1, verse 12. As many as received him, to those he gave the right to become the children of God, even to those who what? Believe. How did you receive him? You believed. Very important. Ephesians 2, 8, and 9. We've looked at that several times in this series. You've been saved by grace through faith. That not of yourselves, it's the gift of God, not as a result of what? Works. It's faith, not works, so that no one may boast. In Galatians chapter 2, verse 16, knowing that a man is not justified by what? The works. A man is not justified by the works of the law, but through faith in Christ Jesus. Even we have believed in Christ Jesus, we may be justified by faith in Christ and not by the works of the law, since by the works of the law no flesh will be justified. There is no salvation by works. There is no justification by works. It is by grace through faith. That is how you began. That is how you received Christ. If you think you received Christ in some other way, then you haven't. Then you haven't. You don't receive Christ by works. You don't receive Christ by praying. You don't receive Christ by doing something. You receive Christ by faith. That's how you began. And if that's not how you began, then you haven't begun. And you should. That's how we received Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verses 2 and 3, by hearing with faith. Paul asks, the only thing I want to find out from you, did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by hearing with faith? No, you didn't receive the Holy Spirit by works. You received the Spirit by faith. Are you so foolish? Having begun by the Spirit, are you now being perfected by the flesh? And Paul calls that foolish. You continue living after you are saved the same way you are saved. Colossians 2:6. As you've received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him. So is what? The same way you've received Christ by faith, that is how you walk in Him. Do not do a bait and switch. And do not fall for a bait and switch. And certainly do not promote a bait and switch. This is one of the great legalistic errors that goes on in American churches. kind of goes like this. Get saved and then get to work. Okay? Did you hear the bait and switch? You don't get saved by works, do you? Get saved by faith. Well, what's the switch? Get to work. Get saved and then get serving. May I say it? That is legalistic false teaching. It is. What should be is believe in Christ for your salvation and then keep believing in Christ for everything else. And when you are believing in Christ for everything else, service and getting to work and all of that will flow from it. But do you know, and this is, people feel this. They sense this. Okay, great, you're saved. Now that you're saved, you've got to. And then what? You've got to what? Come to church and read your Bible and do this and do this and get involved in this. And you know what they feel when they hear that? Somebody just pulled a switch on me. They just told me my salvation, eternal life, was a free gift. And now they're saying, now that I have the free gift, I got to work like crazy. Okay. That leads to nothing but defeat and frustration in living. Okay? Very important. We live as we have begun by grace through faith. Another way to say this is at the moment you were saved, you already knew enough to start living your life for Christ. Say, well, no. I just got saved 5 minutes ago. I don't know enough yet. Oh, here's what you know. You know what it means to believe in Jesus for your salvation. Now, just keep believing Jesus. You know that. You know that. That's how you continue in your life for Christ. Living by faith. So, Colossians 2:6 is extremely important. Now, that leads us to Galatians 2:20. Living by faith. In Galatians 2:20, you see this statement, "The life which I now live in the flesh." Now, I've actually had people say to me, I wish 5 minutes after I got saved, you would have just taken out a pistol and shot me. And then I could have just been saved and gone to heaven. Okay, but you do know that isn't really how it works, is it? You have to live. You still have to live in your physical body, in your flesh, after you are saved. The end of Galatians 2:19, it says, so that I might live to God. We live to God. After we're saved, our life is to Him. It's for Him. How do we live for Him? How do we live to Him? Well, Galatians 2:20 makes some other significant points. Not I, but Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ. Not I, but Christ. Here's the thing. Say, well, how do I live the rest of my life in the flesh for God? Answer, I can't. I can't. Any more than I could be saved by works in the first place, I can't do this on my own. I can't do it. But Jesus not only can, He has, and He does do it. Jesus lived His life. He not only died a substitutionary death for me, He lived a substitutionary life for me and pleased His Father and lived His entire life for His Father, pleasing His Father, and He did that for me. Because I could never do it. Jesus does it. So John chapter 15 verse 5, Jesus said, talking about bearing fruit, He says, apart from me, you can do what? Apart from me, you can do a few works. Is that what Jesus said? No. Well, apart from me, you should still do some works out of gratitude for all I've done for you. No, that's not what He says. Well, apart from me, you can somehow produce something in your life that's of eternal value. No. Jesus said, apart from me, you can do what? Nothing. Okay? This is not the preacher's point. This is Jesus' word. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Say, well, you know, doesn't that Greek word mean something else? No, it means nothing. Apart from me, you can do nothing. But abiding in Jesus, you can what? You can do all things in Christ who strengthens you. Abiding in Him. In Him. Now remember, and we have made this point for weeks now, obedience springs from faith. Romans 1:5. Good works come from living faith. James 2. Faith without works is dead, but living faith generates living works. Faith generates obedience. Ephesians 2:10, you're His workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works. Works, commitment, dedication, service, obedience, all of those spring out of faith. If you are not living by faith, working hard will only get you tired and frustrated. It will not produce the fruit of the Spirit. Okay? So to say, well, now that you're saved, just, you know, sanctification. Yeah, salvation, that's a free gift, but sanctification, that's by works. You know what? That's heresy. That's heresy. You don't live the Christian life by works. You live the Christian life by faith. And the works are a result. They are generated by faith. Not I, but Christ. Christ does it. Not I, but Christ and His death, His cross. Galatians 2:20, I have been crucified with Christ. Okay, now all you have to do is look at it, and this is not a difficult question. When were you crucified with Christ? And the answer is, it had to be with Christ, so the answer is on the cross. Because that's when Christ was crucified. And if you've been crucified with Christ, you were crucified when Christ died on the cross in Him. Okay? You weren't crucified with Christ at the moment you got saved. You were crucified with Christ at the moment Christ was crucified on the cross. You say, well, but that was 32 AD and I wasn't even born yet. Yeah, nobody here was. But in the mind of God, He had you in mind in Christ when Jesus died, and Jesus not only died for you, you died with Him on the cross. Co-crucified. Romans chapter 6, verse 3. We have been buried with Him through baptism into death, and that is not water baptism. There is no water in Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6 is a dry chapter. That baptism is an identification with Christ in His death, buried with Him through baptism into death, so that as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, so we too might walk in newness of life. Romans 6:10, for the death that He died to sin once for all. But the life that He lives to God. Consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Crucified with Christ. Why am I dead to sin? Well, certainly not because of my physical body, my flesh. You're saved. You have a physical body. Your physical body still has sinful propensities. It still does. But you yourself are dead to those in Christ. Not I, but Christ and His resurrection. Christ's resurrection life in me. Not I, no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Christ lives in me. He lives. He lives to God. Again, Romans 6:4. He lives in newness of life to the glory of the Father, that we might walk in newness of life. He lives that. He lives that in me. He lives that through us. He lives to God. He is alive. So consider yourself not only dead, but alive with the life of Christ in you. Say, well, the demands of the Christian life and obedience and commands and all that. There's so many and it's so hard and all that. No, they're impossible. They're not just difficult. They're impossible. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. Hebrews 11:6. Impossible. But in Christ, all things are possible. He lives, not I, but Christ. He lives in me. And not I, but Christ and His faith. Galatians 2:20. Now, a lot of your versions say, I now live in the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God. Okay, right here. By faith in the Son of God. If you have this morning a King James Version, you will notice the King James does not say in the Son of God. It says of the Son of God. And the King James Version is the better translation at this point. It's a genitive case. It could mean in, and certainly faith is in the Son of God. But the point of this is it's Jesus' faith. It's faith which is His. It's faith which comes from Him. Hebrews 12:2, Jesus is the author and finisher, the author and perfecter of faith. Jesus starts it. Jesus finishes it. It's all His. It all comes from Him. It's the faith of the Son of God. And after we are saved, we still need the faith of Jesus. We still need it. After we're saved, faith still only comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Romans 10:17. The hearing of faith, Galatians 3:2. We continue not, Galatians 3:5, by the works of the law, but by hearing with faith. Faith still comes to you. Just like it comes to you in your salvation. It comes to you through the hearing of the Word of God by the working of the Holy Spirit in you, creating faith in you. We live by faith. Now, you say, well, that's, I have trouble getting that. Why does it matter? Because you don't even generate your own faith. If you did, what would happen when your faith, you perceived at least your faith as weak? Your faith is weak. Isn't it great to know that even in that moment when your faith seems weak and you might seem too weak to even generate anything, that Jesus is still believing? Jesus is still generating faith. It's His. And we live by His faith. It comes by His Word. That's why in Galatians 2:20, we know He loves us. The faith of the Son of God who loved me. He loves us. Romans chapter 8, verses 37 through 39. In all these things we overwhelmingly conquer through Him who loved us. Do you get that? So, in all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer because we're trying real hard. In all these things, we overwhelmingly conquer because we're as tough as Jesus. No. We overwhelmingly conquer because He loved us, through Him who loved us. For I'm convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Is there anything or anyone who can separate you from the love of God once you are in it? No! Now, how do you know that? You know that by faith. The Bible tells it to you. If the Bible didn't tell it to you, you wouldn't know it. You believe it, you know it by faith. By His Word, we know that He gave Himself as the substitute for us. Gave Himself up for me. Galatians 2:20. He loved me. He gave Himself up for me. Romans 5:8. God demonstrates His own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Do you know that? How do you know that? Your Bible tells it to you. You believe it by faith. This is how you live day by day, moment by moment, the Christian life. And if you take any other approach, you will end up in defeat, frustration, and you'll just give up. You'll just give up. Does that mean that you're not saved? No, doesn't mean that you're not saved. But it means you're not living by faith. Now, just a few other insights on faith before we stop this morning. And I say a few others because you do realize that for you as a believer, this is the whole Bible, isn't it? The whole Bible for you. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word. The whole Bible for you generates faith. But just a few other things. Acts 26:18, we see that sanctification is by faith. Been sanctified by faith in me. Not only is justification by faith alone, sanctification is by faith alone. Okay, it's not justification by faith, but sanctification by works. No. Sanctification by faith. The application of your identity in Christ, which we have looked at numerous times in Ephesians chapter 1 and chapter 2. How do you know that you've been chosen? How do you know that you've been blessed? How do you know that you have an inheritance, riches of grace in Christ, and all the things that are there in Ephesians chapter 1 and 2? How do you know that you have those? Answer, the Bible tells you you have them. And you believe that. And when you believe that, it is true. You know it's true. It's true for you. You've appropriated that. You do that by faith. The appropriation of promises of God by faith. 2 Corinthians 1:20. All the promises of God in Christ are yes. Through Him is our amen to the glory of God through us. All the promises of God are yours in Christ. They are yes. 2 Peter 1 verses 3 and 4. Everything pertaining to life and godliness, precious and magnificent promises, those are yours in Christ. How do you know that? The Bible tells you. You believe it. When you believe it, you know that that is true for you. So, for example, a promise like Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. Okay, that's a great promise, isn't it? Don't you love that promise? Yeah. And it works when you what? Believe it. Philippians 4:19. My God will supply all your needs according to His riches in glory in Christ Jesus. That's a great promise, isn't it? Is it true? Some of you aren't sure. Is it true? And it works for you, but you must what? Believe it. Believe it. Sometimes there are special manifestations of faith in your life by the Spirit of God. 1 Corinthians 12:9. Some call this the gift of faith. But technically in 1 Corinthians 12, it's called a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. There are times when you have a super abundant trust in the Lord for maybe a special need, a special challenge, a special circumstance. And the Lord brings that. That's a gift of faith. That's a gift of the Holy Spirit. Praying by faith. James 1:5-8. Lack wisdom? Ask of God. But when you ask, ask in faith without any doubting. For one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. That man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways. Pray in faith. Believing. Jesus said, Mark 11, if you believe the words that you say, you'll have them. Pray in faith, believing. Speaking by faith, 2 Corinthians 4:13. Learn to talk by faith. I believed, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore we also speak. Words reflect and demonstrate faith. Words can also influence faith. For example, if you say, well, I don't believe I could ever do that. Well, do you know what? If you don't believe you could ever do that, then you will never do it. Right? Because your faith will follow your words in that. That will be a true statement. You know, I don't believe I could ever do that is the opposite of Philippians 4, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me, isn't it? Okay, which do you believe? Speak by faith these things. Much more could be said there. Making decisions by faith. Romans 14:23. Whatever is not from faith is sin. Make a decision that's not from faith, that's a sinful decision. And Paul's talking here about moral decisions. Whatever is not of faith is sin. 2 Corinthians 5:7, walk by faith, not by sight. Walk by the word, not by circumstances. Live by the word. Walk by faith, not by sight, not things you can see. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, do you know what? I've never seen heaven. Okay? And whatever people's imaginations and movies and stuff like that aside, you haven't either. But I know I'm going there, and I know what it will be like, and I know that is true. Why? I walk by faith, not by sight. I've never seen a glorified body. Have you? I haven't. I've never seen a glorified body. Well then, how do you know that there will be glorified bodies? And how do you know your body will be glorified? Because the Bible tells me, and I believe that. I walk by faith, not by sight. Hebrews 11:1, faith is the conviction, the evidence of things not seen. And the example in Hebrews 11 is creation. Do you know what? I didn't see creation. I didn't see God create everything. Say, well then how do you know that's the way it happened? Because the Bible tells me that's the way it happened. And I believe that, and by faith, then, I know that that is true. I wasn't there, in one sense, when Jesus died on the cross to see it. Well then, how do you know that it happened? Well, the Bible tells me it happened, and the Bible actually tells me that in a different sense, I was there. Because I was in Christ, with Him on the cross, when that happened. All of these things are by faith. They are a focus on the eternal, which the previous chapter in 2 Corinthians says the unseen things are eternal. The things you can see are temporal. It's a focus on the eternal. How do we look at, see, focus on the eternal? We do it through the Bible. We do it through the Word of God. Without the Word of God, you can't do it. You can't do it by mysticism. You can't do it by, you know, meditating under a tree. You do it through the Word of God, focusing on the Word of God. All around you, hey, you can see sin all around you. You can see evil. You can see confusion. You can see sickness. You can see control and manipulation. You can see it all around you. Walk by faith in the Word of God, not by sight. Say, but I saw it on the news. Okay, but don't walk by sight. Well, it must be true. No, let God be true and everybody else a liar. Okay? Believe God. Believe His Word. That's faith. Not sight. Don't walk by sight. Walking by sight will only get you temporal stuff that won't last. None of the issues that are going on in this world will be issues of eternity. You know, there are some people that the only thing they have to talk about is their sickness, their aches, their pains, and all that. I don't know what they're going to talk about in heaven. Because there won't be any of that to talk about. Right? They're going to lose their whole vocabulary. Walk by faith, not by sight. So living by faith, so much more could be said. But continue as you have begun. And Jesus always continues to give and generate faith for you. Always. Heavenly Father, now take of